Welcome to part two of our activations. In this part, we are going to continue our journey with focusing on the people we are here to serve and collaborate with. So, when I say you, in this activation, I mean coming from the person that's the source. So, I am me. That was part one. Who do I get to be in this relationship in order to create something whole and complete, not needing anything from the external? Walking around looking for mirrors of my wholeness, of my abundance, of my prosperity. In this activation, we are focusing on you being the person or the representation, the connection to those we are here to serve. I call them divine appointments. Divine appointments because I believe that people who come into our space are coming in by divine design. In this way, those who are drawn to you and your work never find you by an accident. They are not part of a calculated formula, although there is a strategy always. They are part of an agreement that in some way was made non-verbally, energetically. So begin now to open to a possibility of creating a divine bridge, a connection to those you are here to serve, those you have committed to. You will show up a certain way for them to find you. That will change on your journey. I have realized along my journey that there were many times where I have shifted what the physical representation looks like, who my clients are. But the essence of them, the essence of the divine appointment, never really varied much from where I was, who I was being, and who my work was at the time for. So, just for a moment, we'll take a deep breath in, exhale anything. With this exhale, declare that you are releasing anything that is of the old paradigm, marketing by numbers, strategy to serve those who will pay, or anything else that you have taken on from the old paradigm. This doesn't mean that you can meditate and people will just magically show up. As you already know, there is an action. There is an action you must take to show up. But when you take this action from this aligned place to which you are activating now, your divine appointment, the people you are here meant to collaborate with and serve, who will feel the energy of you and open an email, will feel the energy of you and see your post on social media, will feel the energy of you and somewhere where you are will begin to ask you questions, whether it's in person or via any kind of technology. Who is it? Begin to tune into right now and not into the details. That's a separate part of the work. Begin to tune into the details about them. Who are you, my divine appointment? Who are you? Who do I get to be to serve you? There is a big part we forget that we get to be a certain version of ourselves in order to serve the kind of people we are here to serve. And again, that will change as you grow. I prove this to myself over and over again as I elevate the people I call in are elevated. There are some people that can no longer be within my space. It just doesn't work for them. They cannot sustain the level of energy that I hold, the space that I command. And they take themselves out. They won't even see me. And I want you to affirm that right now for yourself. There are certain people you might have served in the past in some capacity, perhaps through your business or in whatever way you're of service to humanity, that are no longer welcome in your space, that are no longer a match for who you are and what you create and what you provide. They are no longer a match for your vibration. They are no longer welcome in your space. And affirm it from the first. They are no longer welcome in my space. There are others who are here to serve them. They will not be left out in the cold. So, in this moment, also allow yourself to release that you are here for everyone. You are not. You are here for a very, very, very particular kind of you. You meaning the person you are serving. And in this moment, I want you to connect. Who is the I that gets to serve the you at the level in which I am choosing to step into now? And allow the energy of that to rise up in you. Begin to feel yourself like a giant antenna, whatever that looks like. You may look like an antenna of an old radio, like a very visual, that's clear visual that I get right now. Perhaps even rabbit ears on TV, you know, those old TVs. I know, I am that old. We didn't have, actually, we did when I was very little in Poland. There was still one TV set that we had that had rabbit ears to work. Whatever it is that you imagine yourself to be, perhaps a light or a megaphone, whatever it is that you want to imagine yourself to be right now, as the I that's calling in the you from a new place. This place that we are calling our divine appointments to work with us or to find us, because this is the place we are in right now. Activation number two is you, I calling in the you. We are not at the transaction yet. We are the I calling in the you. So imagine yourself, however you do, as that beacon antenna. And just for a moment, in this moment, if your eyes are still open, I want you to close them. Close your eyes, allow your breath to even out. Relax your body. Keep your spine straight. And your palms open. In this moment, I want you to, for a moment, go back to activation one. Whole and complete. I need nothing. Because I am whole and complete at everything that I need and require, I already have in this moment. There could be no other way. In this moment, as I call in you, my divine appointment, I'm calling in you, not from a place of need, but from a place of collaboration. I myself, whole and complete, you yourself, whole and complete, coming together to collaborate in some way. So as I call you in, I'm not calling you in from a place of lack, L-A-C-K, desperation, as a source of something for me. I am calling you to be of service to you. and feel that in your heart. I am calling you to support you, to serve you, to fulfill something you are requiring, not because you need it from me, but because when you come to collaborate with me in some way, whether a client, a partner, some kind of other part collaboration, joining. Ooh, joining is a word that's coming in so powerfully right now. We together will create something that otherwise couldn't exist. There will be an exchange, but we're not there yet. In this moment, I am calling you in so you can see the mutual benefit. There is something you are asking for, my divine appointment, that I can provide for you. And as such, I am calling you in. From a space of confidence, love, and highest divine service. And imagine yourself like a beacon, intentionally sending out signals right now into the ether, like smoke signals, like invisible pigeons. You can even imagine a sign over your head that says open for business. Perhaps up until this moment, you haven't even imagined that there is an conscious moment in which you get to choose to begin to call in your divine appointment. Well, let this be the moment when you are consciously saying, I am calling you in. I am calling you in. At this time, this space, this dimension, I am here to be of service to you. There will be an exchange, and I'm only calling in those who are aware of it. Here, you can make any stipulations. For example, I am only calling in those who are ready to be held high, held accountable to the work they are here to complete and create. I am only calling in those who are willing to step through a challenge of exchange, willing to pay, ready to pay. I am only calling in those who see the value. I am only calling in those who will be a mirror for me of the value I hold for my sacred work. Whether it's clients or collaborators, we are equal in how we see the value of the work we are going to be engaged in. And whether we collaborate together in creating it, or I create it, they pay, doesn't matter. I allow myself to call in those who are ready to stand in this agreement now. And feel it from your heart, your solar plexus, and your second chakra, which is right below your belly button. Combine the energy. Let it meet in your throat, rise up, and I want you to speak. I am open for business. And now I call in the highest version of you that I'm here to serve. My work is of a highest service, worthy of a highest compensation. And you are showing up as a mirror of that. My job is to hold my vibration at the level at which I see the value of my work. My request of you is that you show up as a mirror of that. And as such, Willing and able. To uphold your side of the agreement. I am available for nothing less. And let the vibration circulate through your palms. Let yourself feel the energy in your throat. Using your heart and your solar plexus as a beacon. And I want you to now imagine that energy, that beacon energy, the one you just send out with your throat, merged in the ether with your heart and your power. And I want you to imagine now, as together they circulate planet Earth. Imagine them making circles around planet Earth, sprinkling down bits and bytes of information that will reach those you are here to serve and collaborate with at this time. Imagine now one moment of this meeting. Is it the exchange of money for service? Is it the agreement with a partner? I want you to imagine right now one moment, the shake of the hand, the notification in your email. I get notifications in my email when money arrives in any of my accounts. What is it in this moment that you are going to envision? Somebody saying yes? Email arriving in your inbox? Shake of a hand. And I want you to see the you as your divine appointment with a smile on their face. And the I, that's you, feeling the joy in your heart. We'll get deeper into it in activation number 3. So as we wrap up this activation, feel gratitude. Feel grateful for the bits and bytes of information that are right now landing on the hearts and minds of those you are meant to collaborate with. And what I'm being guided to right now is third eye. I want you to touch your third eye. Take your right hand. It's just what I'm being guided to. And with your middle finger, tap gently on your third eye. Activating your third eye wisdom as to channels through which your activation will get out. Will it be a social media post? And I am still tapping my third eye. It's what I'm guided to do. So I'm inviting you to do the same. Activate the wisdom. I am clear now of my next step, of how I am to send out the bits and bytes of information so you can find me. I am now receiving the information in no uncertain terms, in how I am to get this information out so you can find it. Is it an email, social media post, a phone call, a text? Who and what? I stop the tapping. If there is anything that wants to come in for you right now, I'll be quiet for a moment for you to receive it. And if you are not clear in this moment, that's okay. The level to which you are clear, my invitation to you is take some kind of action upon completing this activation. Any action, if you are not clear exactly on what it is, take any action. Social media post, an email, a phone call, a text. What is it? Just choose it. There is no right or wrong. It's just what you choose from this place. As I, whole and complete, onto myself, activate now the you who I'm here to serve. Take a deep breath in. And so it is.